Now for our story. This morning, Ben Calvert came out of Dr. Sam Lewis's office and, denying his impulse to slam the door, closed it carefully behind him. Kit's father wasn't going to let the doctor know that he was angry. For the first time in many years, the wealthy but domineering Mr. Calvert was forced to go to others for help. And it seemed to Ben that Dr. Lewis had taken great delight in not giving him the information he wanted. The doctor had told him nothing of Kit's case, would make no statement or speculation as to whether Mr. Calvert's grandchild would be healthy or not. Even Ben's attempt to get the name and address of Kit's Los Angeles physician had failed. Jesse Ward, Ben's secretary, had come to Ben and had told him the reason Kit left for the West Coast. Ben Calvert had to stop Jesse from disclosing that story to the town. The story that Kit's marriage was breaking up. The story of the heredity of Kit's expected child. Yes, Mr. Calvert was going to see that it was kept quiet. But he wasn't going to do what Jesse Ward demanded. Marry her in order to buy her silence. Well, at 9:30, when the Farmers Bank opened, Ben Calvert was one of the first customers. He walked up to the desk of the president, his brother-in-law, David Bowman.
Yes, Ben? Good morning, David. Have a little time to spare?
What do you want to see me about, Ben?
About Kit.
Oh. Come on in. Oh, I think that chair's broken, Ben. Better take this one.
All right. I want to deposit some money to Kit's account.
Well, that's very easy to arrange. I'll call Mr. Cooper.
No, I'll do it on my way out. That isn't what I wanted to see you about there, David. It's something much more serious.
But it's about Kit.
You know, Ben, I can't imagine you're wanting to talk to me about Kit. Why?
Well, she's your niece.
Granted, Ben. But actually, she's your daughter. You saw to that.
Well, that's an odd remark.
I don't think so. You know, this is the second time within the past few months that you've come to me to talk about your daughter. Judging from the last visit, our complete disagreement, I don't understand this one.
David, do you know where Kit is?
Out in California somewhere, isn't she?
Yes, but do you know where?
Well, I don't know that I've heard anyone say. Why?
Because no one knows where she is except Bill Meade.
Hmm. Why is that?
I'm not at liberty to tell you. I'll tell you this much, though, David. Kit had a very good reason for leaving Wakefield for a while. The only trouble is she's undertaking something on her own that... Well, it's dangerous. She needs help. My help.
Why didn't she tell you where she was going then?
David, do you believe there's any trouble between Kit and Bill?
Why, I wouldn't know. I've heard a little talk to that effect, but...
Oh, come now, David. You'd be one of the first to know. You're out at the Lane Farm all the time. You see that little Douglas girl?
Well?
Look, David. If you were aware of some of the facts surrounding this trip, you'd understand some of my anxiety. Believe me, it's of the greatest importance that this marriage be saved, if it's in difficulty.
Well, Ben, this is all so vague. I don't know for sure that Kit and Bill are having any domestic difficulties.
All right, then. What is your feeling in the matter? Do you think that there's trouble between her and Bill?
Why don't you write and ask Kit?
I told you, I don't know where she is.
Well, in that case, if she's gone off someplace alone, I don't see that there's anything you can do. After all, she's not a child.
No, but she's being very foolish about this. And furthermore, it's dangerous. Of course, there's one thing I can do, David.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
But I can't do it alone. I must have your help.
What kind of help?
I want you to get Kit's address for me.
Ben, that's a preposterous suggestion. In the first place, I wouldn't interfere in Kit's affairs, her private life. In the second place, how could I possibly...
Look, David, Kit has her account here, and I know that a bank has certain facilities.
Yes,
I...
you're right. But they're facilities which aren't at your disposal.
I see. Well, I know you wouldn't do anything for me, Bowman. But what you don't seem to realize is that I'm not asking this for myself. For the sake of your sister's child.
Ben, It seems to me that if Kit wanted you to know where she was, she would have told you. I certainly won't be a party to any of your deals. I don't know your purpose. I don't understand why you're so eager to get in touch with Kit. And your vague statement that it's for her own good sounds a little phony to me. A little out of character.
All right, David. But I think you'll regret this.
Ben Calvert got up, nodded curtly, and walked out of the bank. Well, he thought, he might have known he wouldn't get any place with Dr. Lewis or David Bowman. But there was still one other way left open to him. He had to find Kit. He had to check Jesse's story with his daughter. At 9 o'clock this evening, Ben Calvert stood at the front door of the bungalow that had been his daughter's home since she married Sergeant Bill Meade.
Good evening, Bill.
Hello, Mr. Calvert.
I was coming by this way, and I thought maybe you'd like to come up to the house with me for a while. Have a drink and play some cards or something.
Oh, well, thanks a lot, but I've got some things I ought to do tonight.
Oh, too bad. Do you mind if I come in a moment?
No, no, not at all.
Thanks.
Won't you sit down, Mr. Calvert?
Yes. I dreaded going home tonight. That house of mine is too big for me. Gets a little lonely.
Yeah, I imagine it does.
Bill, I have something to say to you. I guess you'd call it an apology. We've had a few run-ins, you and I, mostly due to the fact that I was interested in Kit's welfare. But I realize that I shouldn't have meddled. I wish you could forget about that, Bill. I imagine you must feel a little like I do. Must be pretty hard for you to take a loan, too. Yes, if you had someone to talk to, it might help. Don't you think?
Talk about what, Mr. Calvert?
Oh, about Kit and the child.
Oh.
I feel so helpless. Miles away from him. Nothing I can do. I don't think I need tell you how worried I am. How is she, Bill? Have you heard from her?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I got a letter this morning. Just a note. She said she was fine, that she likes the doctor, and that all the arrangements are being made.
Is that all?
Just about.
But didn't she say anything about me?
Why, no.
Bill, didn't you ask her to get in touch with me?
No. No, I didn't.
Why not?
Well, I'll tell you. I don't know how you happened to learn that we're going to have this child. But I know what it means to Kit to keep it quiet.
Good Lord, don't you think it means as much to me? That's why I want to get in touch with her.
Well, I don't see that follows.
Oh, it does.
Well, anyway, Mr. Calvert, I don't think it would be right for Kit to know that the news had gotten out.
But it hasn't gotten out, Bill. I know, and the person who told me knows. And you can believe me that it isn't going any further. That's a fact.
Perhaps so. But just the same, I figure that it might upset Kit. I think it's better she shouldn't be told.
You think? Well, I must say, Bill, you have a pretty good opinion of your own judgment. Do you realize the responsibility you're taking?
Yes.
Or perhaps you're indifferent to what happens.
Mr. Calvert, I made Kit a promise, and I'm going to keep it. This is Kit's business and mine. You say I'm indifferent. Well, the only thing I'm indifferent about is what you think.
Well, I'll tell you what I think. I think you have a reason for wanting to keep me away from Kit, Bill. I think you're afraid I'll find out what's really happening, and that is that this marriage is about to blow up. Well, why don't you deny it?
I won't deny it, and I won't confirm it.
Then it's true. Is that it?
I'm not going to discuss it with you. And you might as well understand now, once and for all, Mr. Calvert, I have no intention of telling you anything about Kit, about myself, or about our lives.
And with those words, Ben Calvert's third and last chance of getting his daughter's address evaporated. Yes, Ben, it looks as if you're not going to be able to get the reins back in your own hands. And if you want to keep Jesse Ward from talking, it seems that you'll have to acquiesce to her wishes. Yes, it looks as though Jesse Ward is going to be Mrs. Ben Calvert at last.